Hoosier Homemakers Keep It Cool on this moment of Indiana history. In the 1980s, the Indiana Extension Homemakers Association collected oral histories about keeping house in the early 20th century. When asked, which major appliance has changed your life the most? Thelma Rare from Posey County unwaveringly replied, the icebox and the refrigerator. Before the advent of electricity and modern appliances, the most obvious solution to the lack of refrigeration was to consume quickly anything that might spoil. Isabel Sheff remembered that she never planned on having milk items for the evening meal. Helen Musselman related that her grandmother always cleaned and dressed a chicken the day she was going to serve it for dinner. Some women had a cellar or a spring house where they could store things for a few hours. Some farmers built ice houses near a large pond or stream and harvested ice in the winter. Many farm kitchens eventually contained an icebox, which would hold massive ice blocks. Getting ice into the kitchen was a challenge. Beulah Martis recalled that when you go 2.5 miles in the buggy to fetch ice, you don't have very much when you get home. What's worse, a woman who forgot to empty the pan under the icebox might, as Betty Alvey recalled decades later, get up in the middle of the night and step in ice-cold water running across the kitchen floor. If she could go back, I would miss cool things, conceded Vernell Saltzman at age 81. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.